नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय. श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 30, The Activities of the Prachetas, Part 6, Purport, 2 verses 35 through 42. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Sada Samudvigna Dhyam Asad Grahat, the living entities who have accepted this material world as their residence are full of anxiety. A place immediately becomes Vaikuntha, however, whenever the holy topics of the personality of Godhead are discussed by pure devotees. This is the process of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, that is, chanting and hearing about the Supreme Lord Vishnu. As the Supreme Lord Himself confirms, Naham Tishthami Vaikunthe Yoginam Hridayeshu Va Tatra Tishthami Narada Yatra Gayanti Mad Bhaktaha. Oh, my dear Narada, actually, I do not reside in my abode, Vaikuntha, nor do I reside within the hearts of the yogis. But I certainly reside in that place where my pure devotees chant my holy name and discuss my form, pastimes, and qualities. Because of the presence of the Lord in the form of transcendental vibration, the Vaikuntha atmosphere is evoked. This atmosphere is without fear and anxiety. One living entity does not fear another. By hearing the holy names and glories of Krishna, a person executes pious activities. Thus, one's material hankerings immediately stop. This Sankirtana movement, started by the Society for Krishna Consciousness, is meant for creating Vaikuntha, the transcendental world that is without anxiety, even in this material world. The method is the propagation of the Shravanam Kirtanam process, hearing and chanting of Krishna's glories throughout the world. In this material world, everyone is envious of his fellow man. Animalistic envy exists in human society as long as there is no performance of Sankirtan Yajna, the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Prachetas therefore decided to remain always in the society of devotees, and they considered that to be the highest benediction possible in human life. The fact is that by performing Sankirtana Yajna, one can immediately please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Narayana himself descends and is immediately present. So in this age of Kali, Narayana is immediately present in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After all, human life is meant for pleasing Narayana, and this can easily be done by performing Sankirtana Yajna. Whenever there is congregational chanting of the holy names of God, Gaura Narayana, Godhead, in his incarnation as Lord Chaitanya, immediately appears and is worshipped by Sankirtana Yajna, This Gaura Narayana means that originally Narayana is blackish, but in this incarnation, Narayana is golden. In these prayers, it is said, Narayana is Nyasanang Gatihi, the ultimate goal of sannyasis. The goal of those who have renounced this material world is the attainment of Narayana. A Vaishnava sannyasi, therefore, dedicates his life to serving Narayana. He does not falsely claim to be Narayana. So instead of becoming Nirvaira, or non-envious of other living entities, one who tries to become Narayana becomes envious of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the attempt to become Narayana constitutes the greatest offense. Actually, when one chants or discusses the transcendental activities of the Lord, he or she immediately becomes non-envious. In this material world, everyone is envious of everyone else. But by vibrating or discussing the holy name of the Lord, one becomes non-envious and devoid of material hankering. Because of our envy of Godhead, we have become envious of all other living entities. So when we are no longer envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then there will be real peace, unity, and fraternity within human society. Without Narayana or Sankirtana Yajna, there cannot be peace in this material world. There are two kinds of devotees. One is called Goshtanandi and the other Bhajananandi. The word Bhajananandi refers to the devotee who does not move but remains in one place. Such a devotee is always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. One chants the Mahamantra as taught by many acharyas, and sometimes goes out for preaching work. The Goshtanandi is one who desires to increase the number of devotees all over the world. One travels all over the world just to purify the world and the people residing in it. Prithivi te ache yata nagaradi gram. Sarvatra prachar haibe mor nama. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted his followers to move all over the world to preach in every town and village. In the Lord Chaitanya Sampradaya, those who strictly follow the principles of Sriman Mahaprabhu must travel all over the world to preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the same as preaching the words of Krishna, namely Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, the more devotees preach the principles of Krishna Katha, the more people throughout the world will benefit. Devotees, like the great sage Narada, who travel all over to preach, are called Goshtanandi. Narada Muni is always wandering throughout the universe just to create different types of devotees. Why, Narada even made a hunter a devotee. Narada also made Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj devotees. So actually, all devotees are indebted to the great sage Narada, for he has wandered both in heaven and in hell. The devotee of the Lord is not even afraid of hell. He or she goes to preach the glories of the Lord everywhere, even in hell, because for a devotee there is no distinction between heaven and hell. Such devotees, wandering all over the world, deliver those who are actually afraid of this material existence. Some people are already disgusted with material existence, being confused and frustrated by so-called material enjoyment. And some people who are intelligent are interested in understanding the Supreme Lord. Both may take advantage of the pure devotee who wanders throughout the world. It is therefore the duty of everyone to associate with a pure devotee and thus attain freedom from material contamination. Everyone should take advantage of the wandering devotees whose only business is to deliver conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya. The Prachetas received shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the grace of Mahadeva, Shiva. Lord Shiva is the supreme devotee of Lord Vishnu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu. The most exalted Vaishnava or devotee is Lord Shiva, and those who are actually devotees of Lord Shiva follow Lord Shiva's advice and take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. The so-called devotees of Lord Shiva, who are simply after material prosperity, are in a way deceived by Lord Shiva. Shiva does not actually deceive them, because Lord Shiva has no business deceiving people. But because the so-called devotees of Lord Shiva want to be deceived, Lord Shiva, who is very easily pleased, allows them all kinds of material benedictions. These benedictions might ironically result in the very destruction of his so-called devotees. For instance, Ravana took all material benediction from Lord Shiva, but the result was that Ravana was ultimately destroyed along with his family, kingdom, and everything else, just because he misused Lord Shiva's benediction. Because of his material power, Ravana became very proud and puffed up, so he dared to kidnap the wife of Lord Ramachandra, Sita Devi, and in this way, Ravana was ruined. To get material benedictions from Lord Shiva is not difficult, but actually these are not benedictions. The Prachaitas receive benediction from Lord Shiva, and as a result, they attained the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This is a real benediction. The gopis also worship Lord Shiva in Vrindavan, and Lord Shiva is still staying there as Gopishwara. The gopis, however, prayed that Lord Shiva bless them by giving them Lord Krishna as their husband. So there is no harm in worshiping demigods, provided that one's aim is to return home, back to Godhead. Generally, people go to the demigods for material benefit. One so enamored by such material benefits is called, in terms of Bhagavad Gita, Hrita Jnana, one who has lost his or her intelligence. In this connection, it is to be noted that sometimes in the revealed scriptures, Lord Shiva is described as being non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The point is that Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu are so intimately connected that there is no difference in opinion. The actual fact is stated by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekale Ishwara Krishna Ar Sabhavritya. The only supreme master is Krishna, and all others are his devotees or servants. This is the real fact, and there is no difference of opinion between Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu in this connection. Nowhere in the revealed scriptures does Lord Shiva claim to be equal to Lord Vishnu. This is simply the creation of the so-called devotees of Lord Shiva, who claim that Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu are one and the same. But this is strictly forbidden in the Vaishnava Tantra. Yastu Narayanam Devam. Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, and Lord Brahma are intimately connected as master and servants. Shiva Varinchi Nutam. Vishnu is honored and offered obeisances by both Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. And to consider that they are all equal is a great offense. They are all equal in the sense that Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all others are His eternal servants. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, sung Siddhir Hari Toshanam, the real perfection of life is pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who has actually understood Krishna surrenders unto Him after many, many births. So we find all these qualifications in the Prachetas, for they underwent severe austerities and penances within the water, and they did not take any food for a very long time. They practiced these austerities not for any material benediction, but for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. One may engage in any business, be it material or spiritual, but the purpose should be the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These prayers presented by the Prachetas present a perfect picture of Vedic civilization. People training to become devotees should be respectful not only to the Godhead, but also to those who are elderly in knowledge, who are Aryans, and actual devotees of the Lord. An Aryan is one who does not boast, but is an actual devotee of the Lord. Aryan means advanced. Formerly, those who claimed to be Aryans had to be devotees of the Lord. Anyone who is advanced in devotional service of the Lord certainly knows his or her duty. It does not matter whether one's duty is violent or non-violent. For if it is sanctioned and ordered by the Supreme Lord, then it must be performed. An Aryan performs one's duty. It is not that Aryans are unnecessarily inimical to living entities. The Aryans never maintain slaughterhouses, and they are never enemies of the poor animals. The Prachetas underwent severe austerities for many, many years, even within the water. Accepting austerities and penances is the avowed business of those interested in advanced civilization. The word nirandasam means without food. Eating voraciously and unnecessarily is not the business of an Aryan. Rather, the eating process should be restricted as far as possible. When Aryans eat, they eat only prescribed eatables. Thus, there are restrictions for the advanced Aryans. Although the Lord Himself can eat anything and everything, Krishna restricts Himself to vegetables, fruits, milk, and so on. These prayers by the Prachetas thus describe the activities of those who claim to be Aryans. Asama Urdva. No one can be equal to the Supreme Lord in anything. certainly not in knowledge. Consequently, anyone's prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never be complete. It is not possible to measure the complete glories of the Supreme Lord, who is unlimited. Even the Lord Himself, in His incarnation as Ananta Deva or Shesha Naga, cannot describe Krishna's own glories. Although Ananta has many thousands of faces and has been glorifying the Lord for many, many years, Ananta Deva could never find the limit of the glories of the Lord. Thus, it is not possible to estimate the complete potencies and glories of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, everyone in devotional service can offer essential prayers to the Lord. Everyone is situated in a relative position, and no one is perfect in glorifying the Lord. Beginning with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, down to ourselves, everyone is the servant of the Supreme Lord. We are all situated in relative positions according to our own karma. Yet, every one of us can offer prayers with heart and soul as far as we can appreciate the Lord's glories. And that is our perfection. Even when one is in the darkest region of existence, he or she is allowed to offer prayers to the Lord according to one's own capacity. The Godhead is known as Vasudeva because Krishna lives everywhere. The word Vas means to live. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Eko pyasau rachaitum jagadanda kotim. The Lord, through His plenary full portion, enters into each and every universe just to create the material manifestation. Govinda also enters into each and every heart in all living entities and into each and every atom also. Paramanu chayantarastam. Because the Supreme Lord lives everywhere, Krishna is known as Vasudeva. Although Krishna lives everywhere within the material world, still, Krishna is not contaminated by the three modes of nature, regardless whether it be goodness, passion, or ignorance. In Ishopanishad, the Lord is therefore described as Apapa Vidham. Krishna is never contaminated by the modes of material nature. Whenever the Lord descends on this planet, Krishna acts in many ways. Krishna kills demons and performs actions not sanctioned by the Vedic principles, that is to say, acts considered sinful. Even though Krishna acts in such a way, Krishna is never contaminated by His actions. Krishna is therefore described herein as Shuddha, meaning always free from contamination. The Lord is also Sama, equal to everyone. In this regard, Krishna states in chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita, Samohang sarva bhuteshu na me dvesho sti na priya. The Lord has no one as His friend and no one as His enemy. And at the same time, Krishna is equal to everyone. Finally, the word Satvaya indicates that the form of the Lord is not material. It is Satchid Ananda Vigraha. Ishwaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchid Ananda Vigraha. The body of Krishna is different from our material bodies, so one should not think that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a material body like ours. recorded January 18, 2024, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Namo namaha klesha vinashanaya nirupito dara guna vayaya mano vacho vega puro javaya sarvaksha magaya agatadvane namaha shuddhaya shandhaya namaspa nishtaya manasi apartang vilasad dvayaya Namo jagat sthana layo dayeshu grihita maya guna vigrahaya. Namo vishuddha sattvaya haraye hari vedhase vasudevaya krishnaya Prabhave sarva sattvatam Nama kamala nabaya Nama kamala malini Nama kamala hadaya Namaste kamalekshana Nama kamala Jalka Kishangamala Vasase Sarvabhutani Vasaya Namo Yukshmati Sakshine Rupam Bhagavatatvetad Ashesha Klesha Sanshayam Avishpritanna Krishnanam Himanyad Anukam Pitam Etavat Vanghi Vibhuvi Bhavyang Dineshu Vatsalai Yad Anusmaryate Kale Swabhudya Bhadra Vandana Yeno Pashantir Bhutanam Kshulakanam Apihatam Antar Zita Antar Hridaye Kasmano Veda Nashusha Asau Eva Varosmakam Itsito Jagata Ate Prasanno Bhagavan Yesham Appavarga Gurgati Varang Vrindhi Mahe Apapi Nata Chvat Parata Purat Nahi Antas Chvat Vibhutinam Sonanta Iti Giyase Parijate Anjasalabhe Sarango Nyanna Sevate Chwad Angri Mulam Asadya Sakshat Kinkin Vranimati Yavate Maya Yas Prishta Brahmama Iha Karmbhi Tavad Bhavat Prasanganam Sangha Siyano Bhave Bhave Tulayama Love Napi Naswarganga Punar Bhavam Bhagavat Sanghi Sanghasya Martyanam Kimutashishaha
yatrayante kripa vrishtas krishnaya prashamoyataha nirvairam yatra bhuteshu no dvego yatra kashchana Katasu Mukta Sangat Punah Punah Keshambi Charatang Padbiyang Kirtanang Pavane Chaya Gitasya Kinna Rochita Tavakanang Samagamaha Vayam tu sakshad bhagavan bhavasya priyasya sakyu kshana sangamena sudushkitasyasya bhavasya mrityor vishaktamam tvadya gatingatasma yannasvadhitam guruva prasadita vriprascha vriddascha sad anuvritya Arya nata surido brataraschya sarvani bhutani anasuya yaiva yanna sataptam tapa etad isha niranda sankalam adabram apsu sarvantad etat purushasya bhumna vrini mahete paritoshanaya Manu swayambhur bhagavan bhavascha yenye tapogyana vishuddha sattva adrishya para apiyan mahimnaha stuvanti akvotvatma samangranimaha namasamaya shuddhaya Purushaya Paraya Cha Vasudevaya Satvaya Tubhyam Bhagavate Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.